Seattle is now the epicenter of resistance to the Trump administration on immigration. But you don't have to drive too far to find more conservative views. Just look at Burlington. It's about 65 miles north of Seattle. It's the same place where undocumented workers marched for immigrant rights last weekend. KQAW's David Hyde tells us about how the issue is playing out in the community.
Familias Unidas is marching today in Burlington. It's the only independent labor union made up of undocumented workers in Washington state. But today, they aren't just marching for themselves. Felimon Pineda is the union's vice president, speaking through an interpreter.
Oh, porque nosotros como trabajadores del campo somos y eso lo que
as farm workers, we've seen how we've been targeted. And this new president has been targeting not only Mexicans, but now also the seven countries, mainly Muslim countries.
Pineda says even though the farm workers here are undocumented, they're taking a stand in solidarity with other immigrants against President Trump's policies.
He's not only been targeting these seven Muslim countries, as I say, he's been targeting Mexicans from the beginning. He has been claiming that we're criminals and that we're trying to damage their economy.
Other Skagit Valley residents have joined the march. Joan Cross is here wearing a pink pussy hat. She also wore it to last month's women's march in Seattle. And she's here to support
migrants and the immigrants that work in Skagit County, and they really produce much of our food. We couldn't really eat without our immigrants.
And how do Cross's political opinions compare to other folks up in Skagit County?
There's a lot of conservative people here, but I think this is a value, not a political issue. I think it should be a value that we appreciate our immigrants. We're all immigrants, really.
There is a wide range of opinion about politics and immigration up here. In Burlington, President Trump came within 25 votes of Hillary Clinton. Over at the Cascade Mall in Burlington, Bill Orsborn maintains that he and fellow Republicans who voted for Trump are pro-immigrant.
I don't know anybody, and I mean anybody, and I know folks from all spectrums of the political sphere, that says, I don't want berry pickers here. That's not what folks are saying.
Orsborn says he can respect and support migrant farm workers and also support President Trump's immigration policies.
From my perspective, we need to continue on the course that we've been on for a number of years, which is getting more serious about controlling the border, controlling who comes in, not stopping immigration.
And Orsborn says many of the farmers he knows who depend on migrant workers also support President Trump. Mike Youngquist is also a Republican, and he's been in the berry farm business in Skagit County for much of his life. But many of the farmers he knows disagree with Trump.
I would say they had heartache because of his immigration stand. They're basically, a lot of them are Republicans. There's a lot of farmers that don't hire people. You know, they just buy bigger, more expensive machines. The ones that hire labor think different than the ones that don't.
That said, Youngquist doesn't think Democrats have the answers either.
Neither one of them want to get and solve the problem. They want to just argue about it.
Youngquist says immigration reform is badly needed for farmers and migrant workers alike, but he's not hopeful that in the current political climate that will happen anytime soon. In Skagit County, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.